Hello and welcome to Pop a la Carte podcast number 27.
Once again, just the two of us.
Nobody
with
else.
A silent
likes us
third
anymore.
Partner.
Yeah. Yes, with our silent third partner sitting here judging us the entire time. Not so silent.
Speaking in Morse code.
There you go. You should learn Morse code and see if you can send silent messages. That would be weird. See if anybody would actually understand them because nobody knows Morse code. Anyway, I am Valerie.
I'm Tatiana.
And our silent partner is Matt. We are going to be doing several topics. We're not going to just focus on the MCU this week.
That's right.
Although
we've branched out.
We feel like we don't want to overwhelm you, even though obviously it's me and I could sit and talk about the MCU a lot. Mm. So,
and I could listen because yes. I would not have a lot to contribute.
Except now when we're watching them again.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like I'm like the noob impressions.
There you go.
It's like I'm seeing it again for the first time. All right.
Yeah. You had seen this one, though.
I have. No, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we are going to talk about Iron Man 2, and we are going to talk about Infinity War, because we are going to talk about some of the spots that were shown during the big game today.
Yes.
And then we did watch Cloverfield Paradox, because we were suckered in by Netflix.
They offered me some free candy, which we didn't even get.
I know! I'm so bitter.
Although, really, I mean, Gugu, I would have watched for Gugu anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I kind of think I have a thing for Daniel Brühl a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of that?
A little bit.
Well,
and Chris O'Dowd's just funny.
It was a great cast that was, well, you'll learn
yeah, we'll
what
get there
it
later.
Was soon.
Getting off our topic. And then I'm going to talk about Babylon Berlin, which is another actually new thing on Netflix. But, so we will start with the big game spots. We're going to start low and go high.
I think
that's where we're going. So we'll start with Solo.
All right.
I don't want to see this movie.
Yeah, I mean, I was already biased against it, as you know.
Yes.
But just from the start, like, the, like, opening music, it just sounded, like, really, I don't know, like, modern. Like, it was,
it didn't
feel like Star Wars.
No, not at all. Yeah, nothing about that trailer felt like Star Wars. And actually, when it got to the theme at the end, I felt like that was shoehorned in.
Yeah.
I was like, you didn't earn this.
Yeah, and it still didn't feel like right. It still felt like it was off in some way.
Yeah, because they're trying to do like a different way, approach to the theme, and it just sounded
right.
Weird.
Like I get the idea of telling different stories in the same universe, but you have to make it feel like the same universe to begin with, so that you can earn the different stories.
Yeah,
and the problem with Star Wars is that it's always like wants to become newer and therefore better.
Well, and it is because they seem to be kind of doing the approach of like, well, the MCU reinvent, like, as much as, you know, people can say it's the same thing over and over again, they are very different tones to a lot of the movies, and it feels like Star Wars is like, let's do that, and it's like, no, you're still science fiction, and you kind of should stay in one vein.
Right.
Especially because that's all we've ever known. And maybe if you had only started making movies 10 years ago and you were then changing, it would be one thing, but you made your first movie in 1977. Everybody's used to that tone. That's what we want.
Right. And also, this is a movie that's about a character we already know, and not that many years before we know him. So then suddenly it's like a whole new world.
I'm so over the fill-in-the-blank storytelling. And it actually, like, we weren't going to talk about this, but it's the same thing with DC. So Krypton starts not that long.
Yeah.
And then they've just announced this new series that they're going to do. Metropolis.
Yeah.
And it's like, but...
I just got to plug, really? Like, Lois is going to be the lead, so I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm happy that Lois is the lead, but I agree that in general, it's like, if they had never done Krypton, I don't think anyone needs Krypton. They should have done a Lois show instead of Krypton. But the Gotham, you know, Gotham people fucked up Jim Gordon. Will they fuck up Lois Lane? Or can they just stick to fucking up Lex Luthor? And Lois Lane can be the Bruce Wayne.
Because, well, and the way they've been describing it, though, because I'm like, total tangent here.
Yeah.
Now we've gone off. But the way they've been describing it, I'm like, is Lex going to be a good guy?
That's what I don't want. I don't want that.
And then what they're going to end up doing is giving you some kind of relationship between the two of them.
Here's what I want.
See, that's
this
what you
what
have
I
to
want.
Assume.
This is what I want.
Okay.
Okay. So Lex starts off like, I'm a good guy. And then, like, by the end of the first episode, Lois is like, I don't think he's a good guy. And then the rest of it could be like, they have to work together.
If it's in the one episode.
She's like, suspicious and, like, trying to catch him being evil.
Yeah.
There you go. I just wrote it.
Because I don't know enough about Superman, I guess. Is Lex immediately always a bad guy? Like, they know he's a bad guy before Superman even gets involved?
No, it's more like, I mean, he's like a business mogul type guy. Like, it's like Trump, right?
Okay.
Trump's president right now, but people are like, I know he's a fucking bad guy, but I can't get him out of this.
Yes.
You know, he's still the president. So that's what it's like.
Okay. All right, I see.
Yeah.
Anyway, going back to Solo. I'm trying to think of, like, anything redeeming about that trailer, but, like, the tone right off the bat felt wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The only good thing, I guess, really is, yeah, Lando.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I know I'm gonna love Donald Glover, but it was, like, a weird, like, why is he in a Wookiee?
He looks like he's wearing a Wookiee suit, and is like, this is gonna cause problems with you and Chewie if you meet him in that costume, because you look like you're wearing a Wookiee.
I mean, maybe that's the joke they're going for, right? They're just gonna be like,
oh, that's gonna be funny.
Right, hilarity.
I slaughtered one of your kind to make me a coat.
Maybe it'll be fake. Wookiee fur, fake Wookiee, you know, fur. It'll be like, no, this is faux fur, God.
Yeah.
Otherwise, PETA will be on them, so.
Yeah, really? How dare you slaughter Wookiees?
No, but yeah, and also, as I've said before, Emilia Clarke is very pretty, but I don't find her very charismatic. I've learned since that apparently she's great in a quote-unquote romantic comedy. Is this romantic comedy, the horrible movie where dude dies?
Yeah, what is it called? I don't even remember what it's called.
Me Before You.
Me Before You, okay.
And he's like, just let me die. She's like, I don't want to let you die. So funny and so romantic.
Yeah. But I haven't. Obviously a lot of problems with that movie, but she's very cute.
Yeah.
She is actually very cute.
So I've learned that today. I refused to watch that movie because I was like, I hate this, but...
Watch it on a plane or something. It's like you're not paying for it. Right. That's how I do it. If I, like, won't support them. We did actually pay to go see the movie.
I mean, it's not like I have, I'm not like, well, I mean, I guess you could take a stand against the movie, but I wasn't personally taking a stand. I was just like, this sounds like it was made to make me cry, and I don't feel like it.
Oh, okay.
So, but I do understand the other part.
There's a lot of really, like, really
disability
adorable.
Does yes. not mean that you should die.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't want to see this movie.
Yeah.
I probably will.
You probably will.
Because I'll probably see it at the Chinese with my friends from liningup.net.
With my friends.
Because I feel like I can't not.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I only saw, like, Rogue One one time.
Yeah.
I saw it with them at the Chinese opening night, and then I never saw it
again.
Okay,
that's the thing, too. Rogue One was the first, like... This is an offshoot Star Wars movie, yes. But it still felt like it was very much made to fit right there with A New Hope.
Yeah.
You know? So then the next one is like, this is Solo, but...
Apparently the original cut of Rogue One was much more like a war movie, like in the trenches war movie, and then they made them reshoot it to make it look more like... And I don't remember what the trailers were like, because I had friends telling me, well, no, the original trailers for Rogue One felt different, too. And it's
but
like,
they changed
well,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe, but it's like, well, yeah, but this is after they've
exactly.
already
they've
changed.
Already changed it. Exactly.
Solo,
they've already
so
changed it.
So I think, yeah, I don't know. I'll probably see it, but I don't really want to. And none of the people I really know are excited about it. Because
that's I can't imagine it doing all that well.
Well... Matt was saying earlier that, and this is not apparently, like, completely, you know, it's hard to tell if it's true, but the reports are that toy sales for The Last Jedi are down 50% over The Force Awakens. I could believe it, to be honest.
I mean, yeah.
And
I
if
mean,
that's true...
I mean, 50% of the population is male.
But that's not the only problem with
that
movie.
Yeah, I know that's not the only problem.
I'm not
obviously,
collecting...
I didn't like that movie.
I'm not collecting anything from that movie, but then again, I didn't collect anything from The Force Awakens either.
I'm not the reason that the sales are down.
Yeah. I didn't really help. I do buy Star Wars stuff, but it's not for these movies.
Right, right.
And, you know, and I talked when we did the thing about how I kind of ship Raylo, but I don't, because I don't want
You're
it
so
in
gross.
The thing. Yeah, I know.
You disgust me.
I only do it, like, yeah. I don't want it in the movies, so I don't like, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, that movie's gonna suck, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Han Solo. I think, so it comes out Memorial Day weekend, I think?
Oh, okay.
Something like that. And Deadpool moved ahead of it.
Oh.
I wouldn't be surprised if Deadpool
just
beats it anyway.
Yeah.
Because Infinity War will have come up at the beginning of the month, And then Deadpool's like 2 weeks later, mm-hmm. and then Solo is 2 weeks after that. Mm. I don't know, man. Between the two,
well, I would definitely choose Deadpool.
I actually feel like either one of those, like I will go see Infinity War again or go see Deadpool.
Yeah.
Instead of seeing Solo.
Yeah.
Or I'll just go see both that weekend and give both of them more money. Be like, fuck you, Solo, because...
Yeah, I wouldn't go see Solo on my own. Like, if it wasn't, like, if they're doing the line or whatever.
They are 48-hour line.
Well, then you know, I might do that. But
I'll probably end up doing that.
Outside of that, no thank you.
And because my friends are coming from other countries, and, you know.
Poor them.
I do.
It's a difficult voyage.
Peer pressure, man.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm only seeing a movie for peer pressure. That's just not cool, man.
See?
I need to stop.
Exactly.
Anyway.
You gotta be strong.
So, better trailer.
Uh-huh.
Westworld.
Okay.
Season 2.
Yes.
And we found out the date, which is April 22nd. Mm-hmm. It drops. Mm-hmm. So it is replacing Game of Thrones, basically. Cause,
yeah. Because
you know,
we don't get Game of Thrones till 2019.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, so the thing that I took away the most from that trailer was that mechanical bulls are coming to kill you.
I saw Ben Barnes.
That's true.
So either there's a flashback,
mm-hmm.
again, which, you know, we know they do, or, I mean, the last time we saw him, mm-hmm. he was on the back of a horse naked and, William just sent him off. I don't even remember what Ben Barnes' character's name is. I don't remember his name. William said it like smacked the horse and they took off.
Is Rodrigo Santoro also in this movie? In this TV show? Isn't he Thandi Newton's man?
Oh, I remember him as Pedro from
yes.
No, what was it?
Yes.
From Lost. That's all I remember.
Paolo.
Damn.
But yeah. They both look very similar to me. Ben Barnes and Rodrigo Santoro.
I don't know which one it was at all.
Like,
Ben,
I just assumed that
Ben Barnes was the.
Oh wait, he's the brother-in-law, right?
The brother-in-law
of Evil Dude. Okay, that's right.
So
that's right.
Who you thought was the Evil Dude until you realized that William was actually an Evil Dude.
That was my problem.
I mean,
I knew that it was William the whole time. I was like, "Fuck this guy! I hate his ass!" And then it was him.
But Ben Barnes is pretty,
yes.
So even if he was a dick, I was kind of
he was
fun watching.
So hopefully. So he could have survived, or it's a flashback. But he was in flashbacks pretty much, right?
Yes.
So
who the fuck knows? Yeah, it's a flashback.
Yeah.
Because obviously.
Because he'd be older. Just
like
Man in Black is a different actor.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Unless they look so much alike that they're so small on the screen, we just didn't realize, and it's actually.
There you go. It's actually Rodrigo Santoro.
It's entirely possible. It was small and it was really, really brief. But Matt and I both thought it was Ben Barnes. So,
I mean.
But I was just watching The Punisher last night, so maybe I'm just seeing Ben Barnes.
Oh, that's right. Ben Barnes is in that.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen that.
We've now watched 3 episodes.
How's.
We're getting there. It's heavy. Uh-huh. It's really heavy.
Is it better than Defenders?
Yes, it's much better than Defenders.
Just checking. Well, then I'll give
it
a try.
It is much better than Defenders.
All right. So, yeah. So, what else are your feels?
From Westworld?
Yeah, Westworld feels.
Well, I like that shit's going down.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to figure out, because, you know, we saw, I can't remember, like, anybody's name. We saw Hunger Games, dude.
Hunger Games, dude. I don't even, yeah. Bernard.
Bernard!
Okay.
There we go.
I would not have thought of him as Hunger Games, dude.
Matt is judging me. And now he's just showing me pretty shots of Chris Evans
he's
and
just trying
Sebastian
to distract
Stan
you. He's just trying
from
to
the Infinity
take
War trailer
you out.
Because they're beautiful.
They
anyway,
are beautiful.
Yes. We aren't there yet. You can show that to me in a minute. Anyway, so Bernard, mm-hmm. and I was trying to, I guess I'd have to watch it again because I was trying to figure out who he was with because there's a shot of him in the park.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what's going on? Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they're still trying to find what's-her-face, right? The
yes.
girl that's missing?
The girl that's missing?
The girl that disappeared? I don't know.
Did Thandi Newton, is that who disappeared? Because I
know
she was leaving
no.
and then she came back.
The girl that was suspicious of something going on. That,
right.
The human, as far as
we
know,
she was
human.
Dead. But we don't know that she's dead.
We
Maybe
don't know.
Think she's
she
dead.
Disappeared.
Right.
And they're
okay.
searching for her.
Okay, well, I hope they find her, because she was cool.
Which is why, the Hemsworth brother.
Hemsworth
See, I don't
brother?
Remember anybody's fucking
Luke Hemsworth.
Name. William and Dolores are, like, the only characters' names I remember.
Only relevant
anyway,
names.
Anyway, Luke Hemsworth, he went into the park
mm-hmm.
to look for her, which is the only reason that he's safe, even though everything's going down backstage.
Right.
Because he's out in the park. Not that that's going to be really good.
Right.
But he's not where they expect him. So, you know, he can be covert.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. I like that Dolores is like, fuck you, I'm taking over everything.
Yeah. It does sort of, like, I do wonder, like, where they're going to go from here, right? Yeah. Because so much of the first season was getting out of the maze and, like, figuring out what is real.
Yeah.
Or, you know, quote unquote real. And now it's like, burn it all down and start over. Like,
yeah. Make their own world. Yeah. That's what they want to do. Yeah. Create their own world. It's like,
So then is it going to be, like, reverse, you know? Like, now the humans are...
Well, they're being hunted, obviously, yeah. So yes. Very bad things are going to happen. And, you know, will you have people... how much from the outside world? The outside world. Mm-hmm. Since we have, you know, the two worlds, so mm-hmm. on stage and backstage, I guess, is what you call it. I don't know. Uh-huh. I'm thinking Disneyland terms.
Right.
On stage and backstage, those worlds, are you going to get people coming in from the outside world to stop everything that's happening?
Oh, yeah, I feel like you
have
to.
Or is it
going to
stay contained?
Because otherwise you lose the... Well, the first season was so contained.
Yeah.
The only thing was really, like, Tessa Thompson and those, like, coming, like, the board of whatever coming in, you know?
I think... So. I think it might make sense for them to do kind of a... Where those two mm-hmm. overlap more.
Yeah.
And so people are going back and forth, mm-hmm. both human and... not end host, but maybe at the end of it, that's when. Although we did see Samurai World or whatever it's going to be called.
So oh yeah, that's right.
If you're actually going to show that, then you have to bring in
more.
You'd think the wider world. I'm gonna bet it's if it happens, it's like a few episodes.
Yeah, they'll probably do as
because a lot of shit has to go down in Westworld. So
it's true.
Very very bad things are happening, mm-hmm. but it's awesome to watch. So who the fuck cares. Anyway, so the best trailer for last, at least as far as I'm concerned. Actually, it wasn't actually that great of a trailer, it's but just it's just
the
Infinity War.
Is what you
so
want. Exactly.
It makes me happy. Yeah, that trailer didn't give us much.
Nope. Oh my god, Bucky's wig.
Except Bucky's wig, which Matt's showing me horrifying pictures of. I'm not sure I'm on board with this wig.
No.
I really was excited when Sebastian Stan wasn't growing his hair out, because he did for Civil War. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, maybe they're going to have him. He comes out and he's like, well, mm-hmm. I'm Bucky.
Right.
And I'm going back to what I look like when in the 40s. That's what I want to look like again. And
but no.
No, he's keeping the Hydra hair. But
the Hydra hair?
But it's actually longer. Dude, look at his hair, I think, is longer than mine.
Yeah. It just looks, it just does not look.
It just, maybe it's, hopefully it's just that shot.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's just that shot.
Fingers crossed.
It didn't look so bad in the other trailer. But anyway, that's not the only important thing. Cap shield mm-hmm. comes out of his gauntlet that the mm-hmm. Wakandans gave him.
Right.
Those are cool.
That was cool. That was very cool to see. Yeah. And then we were talking about how it looked like Doctor Strange created one of his little whatchamacallits.
We think it's a shield.
Yeah, his little shield. And I couldn't tell if Tony was like going through it or like taking it with him or if it was just an angled weird and he's actually going to the side of it.
I mean, he looks like he's deliberately coming right at it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's either going through it or they've figured out a way for him to actually use it.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Because if he was going through it, that'd be like, it's like one-way glass, right? It's like, oh, you can go through it, but it can't come.
Yeah, yeah, really. If it's a shield, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Spidey's being flown into space.
Yeah. Why is he on the outside? It's like accidental? Like, why?
Well, no, because mm-hmm. in the first trailer, you saw him, you know, mm-hmm. Spidey sense, and then he sees that thing. So he obviously goes mm-hmm. to it, and then apparently it starts flying up into space because it's a spaceship. And
he didn't mean to travel
in space.
That way.
No,
like, that's why
I don't think Spidey can breathe in space.
Can
so
spiders breathe in space? If not,
I don't think
he can either.
I would think not. So humans and spiders, no. Space is not good for them. So I think that was going to be bad.
Yeah, probably.
So does he get inside or does he get like back to Earth? So,
maybe
he's not going to, like, if he falls to Earth, that's not going to be good either. Because
no,
he's not that
be
strong.
No. If he, okay, so
something
if he uses his little
happens.
Like web to like pull off a window. And then it's still space, right? Because then you die, like in the movie we just saw. And then he, like, uses his little web to bring the window back. And he dies.
And reseals
exactly.
it with the
reseals
web.
Reseals it.
With the web.
Exactly. Oh.
Yeah. Or he just, you know, uses the web and lowers himself to the ground. It's a really long web.
Exactly. There's lots of options. Lots of options.
Somebody's obviously going to have to show up
and
save him. But who knows who. Will it be Iron Man? But
right.
Iron Man's not in his costume at that point. I don't know. Who knows? Who Who the fuck knows?
Y'all are doing much better at, you know, organizing the movie than me. Like,
apparently Matt has figured out more than we thought.
Yeah, he was pointing out, like, this, notice this, do you see this, do you see that?
He had, we've been competing, or, well, we've been arguing over whether or not the stuff at Edinburgh, so the stuff with Vision and Scarlet Witch, happens early in the movie or later in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it happened later in the movie. And he was convinced it happened early in the movie, and that then Vision is taken back to Wakanda.
Yes.
And so that's why the Black Order are attacking Wakanda, because Vision is there.
That makes sense to me.
And, but the problem is the part where they're, like, in the first mm-hmm. trailer where they've got the staff into his head, and mm-hmm. he's screaming, that is in Edinburgh. That's on a cobble street. That's not Wakanda.
Right.
So they don't get it, I guess?
Right, because otherwise he would be dead, right?
Yeah. Well, you'd think, unless there's some way that they've figured out for him to live without it.
Mm-hmm.
But
maybe that's what What's-Her-Face is doing to him.
Yeah, really, who knows?
A little, like,
here. Some powers. But we do see him behind, so it's Cap, Black Widow, and Vision's behind, and I think Scarlet Witch is too, but you can't really see her behind Cap. Vision does look like he's kind of hurt, but you can't tell if he's got the gem or not because the way the lighting is and the way he's facing. So it could be that that's the big thing. Because the speculation was that if not that, the soul gem had to be in Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yes, there are reviewers who have seen and now they know whether or not that was revealed in Black Panther.
Right, so, but they can't.
But we don't know that because we haven't seen the movie.
Right.
So who knows?
Plebes.
Or they just end up with two gems there, but that seems dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it's one or the other.
I think he's right. And you can't put too many eggs in one basket. I think the soul gem is somewhere else.
Right.
And it's going to be revealed in that movie. And Vision is what they're going after.
I agree with this.
I think that's it. What else do we see?
Yeah, anything else from...
Groot is playing on his phone.
Yes, that's right.
Or his video game.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt has decided that he... In an ideal world, in this movie, Groot is just constantly on his... Like, he's not helpful. Because he's just, like, got his phone or his video game in front of his face. Teenagers, man.
Exactly.
Can't do anything with him. Although the best would be if he's doing that, but he still, like... He uses it with one hand, and then he still kills people in the background.
That would be
awesome.
He's
barely paying attention.
With, like, some of his roots holding on to...
He's like, I don't even have to pay attention.
Right.
I got this. Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome.
But that was about it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
There's really not much to mm-hmm. the trailer.
It just looks like it's going to
be like
you
can basically see who they think is important that people care about because they show them.
Mm-hmm.
What was interesting was they had, so they, I don't know if you've ever seen the cute little emoji, like, characters that they do for the Marvel
Universe.
Oh yeah,
didn't they do, like, the whole fucking thing for Infinity War?
Yeah, so this one, they did a countdown and they did two at a time counting down to to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw people getting mad because there wasn't a Hawkeye one, but Hawkeye hasn't been shown in anything for this movie.
Yeah,
they are very deliberately keeping him under wraps.
Uh-huh. But he definitely filmed for it.
Oh hell yeah. Okay. And there's speculation based on what he looked like in the filming to why he's not being shown. I mean, I guess I could talk about spoilers.
Sure.
Okay. Spoilers. So in the comic books, in the pictures they showed, or people got from them filming, his costume's slightly different, but mm-hmm. the important thing is he has a mohawk.
Okay.
And apparently, when he does that in the comics,
mm-hmm.
something happens. His family is killed.
No!
And basically fucking Clint loses it.
That would be horrible.
So that's what people are speculating, is that something's going to happen to Clint's family.
I take it back. I don't want this.
I know, right? Like, I don't know. So,
mm-hmm. That would be sad. But
because otherwise, I mean, Cap has a pretty drastic. I like it.
Words.
It's like, I'm going to copyright that. Cap has a pretty... dramatic appearance change too. So and so does Black Widow, but they're showing them.
Yeah.
And so does Vision, because he looks like Paul Bettany all of a sudden. With just a little bit of glowing in his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
But they're showing all of that, but they're not showing
Hawkeye. Yeah.
So why?
I can see it, and I don't like it. Yeah. But, you know, since time immemorial, has it been killing your wife and children to give you pain?
Yeah.
Who doesn't love that?
Yeah. It's a great story, isn't it? I guess maybe. No. I was going to say the Natasha Clint shippers. Do they have a... They must have a ship name.
But they do. I don't know what it is, but I know that they are...
They would be... made happy. But I'm like, but you kill his entire family? Is that how you want it to happen?
Are you happy now?
That would be awful.
Plus, you know that clearly Bruce and Natasha's still going on, so gotta kill Bruce, too.
Yeah.
Go to sleep. The sun's going down or whatever.
The sun's getting real low. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And aside, but related... there's stories going around that Evangeline Lilly says that the Wasp is only in Avengers 4 a little bit. And people seem surprised by that. And I'm like, well, okay, but she's not an Avenger right now. Right. She's going to be the next generation of Avengers. And there's about 85 characters they have to serve.
That's true.
I can kind of understand why she's not going to be big in this movie. Mm-hmm. But she will be in future.
Right.
That's the point. Okay, so she was an original Avenger, and I get being pissed off about the fact that she's not in these movies. Mm-hmm. But she is going to be now.
Right.
So you are going to get her, but it does feel like you've already... For 10 years, we've been setting up these characters. Let them finish. Half of them are probably leaving.
Like...
Let them finish.
The time to be mad about Wasp not being part of it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we're getting her. Although, we got that trailer this week, too.
Yes.
My only complaint is... The what we were shown at the end of Ant-Man, it seemed like it had more color than what they've put into her costume.
Yeah, that's true.
And that makes me sad because I really liked the aesthetic of, you know, obviously they added the leather and stuff. And maybe it's just there's so much black added that you can't see. Because the color is there. It just doesn't feel very much. And it was very pretty, so I wish they were doing it. Yeah. But I like the trailer. And
yeah, I thought it was fun.
I'm looking forward to the movie now, which I... didn't really care before seeing the trailer, so.
Right.
I'm happy about it now, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for it. I mean, I'm not, like, super excited. I'm not like, I'm counting down the months, but I'm like, you know, this will be fun.
It comes out 2 days before my birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll go see it a few times.
Plus, won't that make it the first Marvel movie to headline a female, like, in the title?
Yeah.
So that's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, Captain Marvel, but technically the Wasp will have...
Yeah.
So, that's cool.
Yeah. She's his backup. I like that they were, like, using words like that instead of being, like, sidekick.
Right,
more like, you need somebody watching your back. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah. And then also when... I did like the part where he was like, oh, you just didn't have this technology when you made my suit, right? And he was like, no, I did. No, I just didn't want to give it to you.
She can handle it.
Yeah.
You could barely handle the suit in the first place.
Right.
And she was mad that I was giving you that. So, rightly so. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks good. Mm-hmm. Should be fun. But mostly I just want Black Panther now.
Black Panther, the reviews have been outstanding. Like,
I am so excited. Or not reviews,
but, you know, mini blurbs.
Yes, the tweets.
The tweets.
The social media, which is all they're allowed to post. I think the 6th is when we can get.
So okay, that's Tuesday. So it's coming up, yeah. It's coming up real soon.
If that's the case. I think it was the 6th is when the embargo breaks. Because obviously it comes out a week early in the UK anyway, so that would be this week.
Oh,
wow.
Oh.
Fuckers.
Well, shit. I hope no one spoils it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. We keep joking about, like, starting to fly back to see the movie and then coming here.
That's funny.
Because otherwise we're going to get spoiled on shit. Avengers 4 is going to be terrible. I bet we're going to get spoiled.
Oh,
that one, because you expect people to die, it's...
Right. It's going to be everywhere.
It's going to be everywhere. I don't know why they don't just do simultaneous release. Like, they really should.
I don't know why they wouldn't. It's very strange.
Yeah. Because the only thing I can understand is because publicity. Mm-hmm. It's hard to fly them around, I guess. But it's like, in this day and age, do you really need to take them to every single country anyway?
Yeah.
Pick a country, let them do publicity there, make everybody go to them.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you know.
Right, because in the end, wouldn't that cost the same, right? Yeah.
A lot of, Disney doesn't do it, but a lot of the other studios actually really, well, maybe Disney do it, I don't know, but a lot of the other studios I've seen release some footage of their own that you can then use in your own stories. So if you didn't do one-on-ones or weren't able to go to press conferences or whatever, they still have it so you can access it and you can write stories from it.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, Disney just do that.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, they've put them online before. Like, mm-hmm. I've watched the European press conference. Mm-hmm. So you can't have everybody there put, you know.
That's true.
They mostly only want the big people anyway. So
right, that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, the one thing I will say before we move on was that the most surprising part about the Black Panther blurbs for me has been everyone talking about what a great job Michael B. Jordan did.
Yeah.
Not because I don't think he's good, because obviously he's a good actor, but Killmonger looked a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
In the trailer. So I was like, I don't know. And then they were like, oh, he was amazing and like whatever. So I was like, all right.
Everybody says he's kind of one of the best parts in the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. So
he is a great actor, so maybe that's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so excited. I want to see that movie now. Week and a half.
Yeah.
Week and a half.
I'm almost there.
We're so close. Not close enough.
Speaking of Marvel movies.
Yes. So the movie we watched this week in our catch up, what are we calling it? Our rehash?
Yeah, I don't know. Why not? MCU rehash.
Done. Yeah. There you go. Was Iron Man 2. Which it's funny because I think it's number, it's fourth from the bottom of my list.
Okay.
When I did the list.
What did you have below it?
The bottom was Incredible Hulk. Hater. And then Thor and then The Dark World.
Okay.
And then Iron Man 2.
Okay.
I believe that's the order at the very bottom.
Okay.
I honestly I feel like Iron Man 2 is competing for bottom.
It's after just watching not it again, good. It's just not good.
Not a good movie.
I mean,
it's really not good. The only thing that saves it is really Robert Downey Jr. I mean, there's other good things, but like obviously,
because he's so charismatic, if your lead
wasn't that charismatic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would fall apart.
It would fall apart. The small things on the side wouldn't.
And I was just like, even from the very beginning, like opening the movie with Mickey Rourke, like,
oh God,
and his dad saying some bullshit about knowledge, and then him building the suit over a montage. Like, why did you need that?
Yeah.
Just cut that and have the opening sequence be Tony at the expo.
Yeah.
Because then you get that movement already, or that feeling of, the energetic feeling of, like, what the tone of the movie is, yes. Right? And then we still learn everything that we learned in that scene later on about Mickey Rourke. So, but the real problem is this, just everything was going on in that movie. Like, they're like, oh, we're setting up the Avengers, and we also have to have a subplot about Tony dying, which is just super easily resolved.
Yeah, because, you know, let's just create new particles. That's totally easy to do. He can build a...
Matt would like it to be known that he thinks that Scarlett Johansson saves this movie, and that Natasha is a glorious beacon of wonder.
There was a thumbs up to that, by the way, so he agreed with that.
She's fine, but I'm not, like, a huge Black Widow fan.
Yeah.
Or a huge Scarlett Johansson fan, for that matter. I don't, like, have problems.
Yeah.
I like her, and I like Black Widow, but it wasn't, like, it doesn't make or break the movie for me.
The only thing is... I liked it a lot more at the time. I think now I just don't really care.
Right. Because now you've got so many others, right?
Yeah.
And in the beginning, I'm sure, like, when you first saw it, it's like, everything's coming together. I'm so excited. Like, ooh, there's Thor's hammer, and oh, there's Captain America's shield. You know, now it's like, nah.
Which, the Cap shield thing was cute.
Yeah.
Knowing what we later find out about Coulson and how he is a Cap fanboy, I was like, oh, that's actually a much sweeter moment now, because he's like, wait, where'd this come from?
Yeah.
Why do you have this?
And it is also, as an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fan, it's so cool to see where Coulson, like, how Coulson started off, you know?
Yeah.
And how much he's changed in the last decade, you know?
Have you watched the latest S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes.
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 Shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Is it Ghost Rider, do you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is what it is.
Yeah.
You didn't, because I has to literally, be right. Until you said that, I forgot that was what happened at the end of last season, and I was like, well, duh, that's what it is. Problem solved.
There you go. Yes.
Anyway.
Yes, it's seeing baby Coulson is one of, like, the best parts of the movie, because he's adorable.
Sure.
And then, you know, Sam Jackson just kicks ass because he's awesome.
Yeah. And Don Cheadle brings, again, like we said in the previous movie, he injects a lot of personality into Rhodey and the fun and the dynamic between Rhodey and like their battles in the war machine suit. Yeah, I think it would be very different if it was Terrence Howard. It wouldn't be.
Yeah. I don't feel the weight from Terrence Howard, uh-huh. really. I feel like Don Cheadle can do more of, I don't know.
Like, Terrence Howard takes himself really seriously, but it's not like it makes his performance heavier, like you said. There are certain actors where, like, they can, like, lean into the ridiculousness of a performance or, like, the comedy. Like, they can laugh at themselves, mm-hmm. and therefore you get more emotion from things that would otherwise be ridiculous.
Mm.
If that makes sense.
I think I do. Yeah, I get
And Don Cheadle can do that, is what yes. I'm saying.
Yeah. I think he's a much better choice.
Yes.
I prefer.
Obviously, I love Pepper and Tony.
Yes.
But
it feels weird.
It's weirder in this movie. It's like they're trying to force what they had in the first movie.
Yeah.
But I think that's the case with a lot of the dialogue. Like, not just with them.
Yeah.
But because they were such a through line in both that you can see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the jokes in the second movie are more like, we have to make some jokes here because we had those jokes in the first movie and they worked, you know?
Yes. Well, supposedly they didn't really have a script when they started filming this. Like, they rushed it that much. So.
And we just learned that Justin Theroux wrote that script. And not that I know. I'm saying Justin Theroux can't write a script. I don't know his life. But
we were just really surprised because yes. we didn't realize he was a writer, let alone a MCU writer.
Exactly.
That was weird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's... I mean, that's also part of, like, the whole movie being a hodgepodge, right?
Yeah.
So it's, like...
And Mickey Rourke is just... That entire character
yeah.
is just awful. Not just, necessary.
Right. No, Justin Hammer could have just been building his own...
If you had made him not quite so stupid.
Yeah.
I think because... Yeah.
Because he's so stupid that he, like, breaks a dude out of prison and is like, okay, build me the suit. Like, you didn't...
Yeah.
What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, and the moral of the story that we learned from the first two Iron Man movies is never put a guy in a room and tell him to build something for you and then expect him to just build something for you.
Right.
Because he's obviously going to have his own agenda and build his own thing.
Yeah. And
that's what we
learned. But, like, the stakes were so, like, were there even stakes? Like, like, Mickey Rourke could choose to make this or he could just choose to walk away. Like, there was nothing.
Yeah.
Justin Hammer's like, okay, please make this for me. Okay. I won't. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just, it's funny because thinking last week, watching Incredible Hulk, thinking that was my least favorite movie, and I was watching it and I was like, okay, well, I'm finding redeeming things about this. This one I thought I liked more, and I was watching it and I was like, God, can this just be over? Apparently, I really just didn't want to watch this movie again. Yeah. I don't know. They rushed it and it felt rushed.
Yeah. What were some other things? I'm trying to think of other moments in the movie that I feel any particular type of way about. Oh, just in general, Howard Stark just can't stop accruing, like, shitty partners or, like, people that he then disagrees with on a massive scale who then want to kill his son. So he obviously...
That is the other thing.
Very bad at his job.
Don't trust anybody. Well, except that, you know, we know a lot of people who Howard knew who were good.
Yeah.
Obviously, actually, Tony shouldn't have trusted Cap because they didn't get, like, that didn't end well.
Yeah.
Even if Cap was right, mm-hmm. that didn't end well for Tony.
Nope. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe the Starks are the problem. Maybe
the Starks really are the problem. The Starks are causing all of the issues, actually. As smart as they are. They also create Ultron.
Yep.
And shit like that. So, yeah, they create all the problems.
Also fun, Elon Musk was actually in the movie.
Yeah, we totally forgot that, too. Which was even funnier when, like, during the Stark Expo stuff at the beginning of the movie, Matt made a comment about how he guarantees within 10 years there will be a Musk Expo or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he was in the movie, and I was like, holy crap, I totally forgot he was actually in this movie.
Yep.
It's like, wait a minute, that's actually Elon Musk.
Oh, Elon. Yeah.
And Baby Peter, which they've retconned.
That's right. And now said, it's Baby Peter.
Now we can say it's Baby Peter.
That's
nobody,
so funny.
Nobody planned for it to be Baby Peter.
Right. No. There was
kid.
No. There was literally no
It could
no
be
hint.
A little girl in there.
Yeah. Sexism.
Yeah.
The other thing, you guys were talking about how Leslie Bibb's character, that's Leslie Bibb, right? The reporter girl. And
is that her name? It's Sam Rockwell.
Isn't she from Popular? Doesn't matter. So, yes. Justin Hammer and Reporter Girl were, like, together, and they've been together for however long, but, like, was that actually in the movie? Did I totally miss that, or was that just, like...
No, wait, hold on. Yes, it's Leslie Bibb.
Thank God. I was like, I know my popular characters.
Okay, so say it again, because I totally just, like, spaced because I was looking for her name.
So, y'all were talking about how Leslie Bibb's character, the reporter, was, like, you said, like, oh, she hooked up with
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, with Hammer. But then you're like, no, they've been together for years.
Oh, no, we were talking about the actors.
The actors have been together. Oh, the actors have been together.
Yeah, they've been dating for 10 years, I think it is.
Are you serious? Yeah, that's so cute.
Or 12 years or something like that.
Okay, because I was definitely watching the scenes and I was like, I can't tell that they're together. I was so confused right now.
No, because we didn't actually know they were together at all. Except that then they were at the SAG Awards together.
Aww.
And then we looked it up and it was like, oh no, they'd been together.
Did they get together because of this movie?
No, they met way before that. Oh, okay. So even before the first Iron Man, because then she was in that movie, and Matt was like, "Oh, that's funny," because they're both in Iron Man 2, and then it was like, "Do they have a scene together?" We couldn't remember. Mm-hmm. So then we were looking it up. And we're like, "Oh, that's really funny," because they are both. But no, that's in the movie, they're not supposed to have. Any
okay, no wonder. I was like,
"No, sorry."
Is this like a headcanon? Did this guy miss a scene?
You're like, is something going on? I don't know. No.
This is
he's trying to
shorts.
Impress her.
Yes, he clearly was trying to impress her.
But that's only because she's writing a story on him. Except that then she's not interested in writing the story anymore. On him because Tony's much more interesting.
Tony is much more interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
Happy still didn't do as much as I guess it's all Iron Man 3. That every happy then, moment that I remember is Iron Man 3.
Except that then he still spends half that movie in the bed.
Yep.
Unconscious.
Yeah.
So happiness doesn't do very much.
he just lingers.
I mean, he was directing this movie too.
Right, no, of course. So it's not like he could. It's just that I remember him.
I mean,
so
he
much
could,
more
vividly. But it makes it more difficult.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Which reminds me that I told you after we discussed how Happy and Pepper were a ship or the ship in the comics.
Yeah.
I went to read up on their like history and I was like, Jesus. This is horrible. Freaking comics, man.
What
like,
is, why?
So Pepper had a crush on Tony. Tony didn't, you know, like, cause she's, like, his assistant, so he didn't give her time of day. So then eventually she, like, runs off with Happy, and then they get married, and then, like, they have a miscarriage, and then it's, like, Happy's kidnapped or something. It's, like, gone for, like, a really long period of time, and then they're reunited, and then he's, like, dies, or he's, like, brain dead for, like, however long, and then Tony and Pepper pull the plug on him, and I was like, Jesus Christ, this is so ugly.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So Happy's dead?
Yeah, well, he, you know, comics and continuities.
Comics, but yeah.
Who knows? He's probably alive again. Who knows?
Probably.
But at some point, he definitely died. And I was like, all right.
And then Tony and Pepper got together?
At some point after that, they got together. But I don't know if it's the same continuity or not. Yeah. Like, and right now, they're not together. But they're exes right now.
Oh.
Because I'm reading Invincible Iron Man because I was like, oh, Riri, I'm going to read that. And so I do know that Pepper and Tony did date. And he wants to date her again, but you know, he was at the time missing. So it was just his AI that would like to date her again. But
creepy.
But anyway, we'll see. He's back now, so we'll see.
Okay. All right.
Because there's also, now I'm just going off a tangent, but like Mary Jane Watson is like now also in the Iron Man comics, and she's like the role that Pepper used to be. And I'm like, I don't understand what's going on right now. It's like, we know you want Mary Jane, but we don't fucking feel like putting her in Spider-Man comics. So here you go. She is Tony's assistant.
And this is why Matt stopped watching or reading Spider-Man
it's
comics.
So weird. It makes no sense, but whatever.
The whole Mary Jane thing. Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
He's so angry. Every day. Every day I feel rage. Anyway, it's fine.
He literally stopped buying them. He'd been buying them since he was a kid. He stopped buying them because they did that.
Okay.
No, he's not the only one.
Yeah,
Marvel not doing so great in the comics. Really good in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay in the TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Agents is my heart. But yeah,
I love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But I love Jessica Jones, and I'm so excited.
It's like funny
because
like the Netflix shows like have a really good rep, but I feel like it's sort of like diminishing returns on them.
Yeah. Though everybody says Punisher is really great, and like I said, we're three episodes in. I mean, it's hard. It's just not a character I can get that attached to, so it's harder for me.
Yeah.
But it is interesting.
Okay.
It's just very heavy, and I could not have binged this show, which I'm glad we didn't, because we were not. I don't even remember why we didn't do it, but yeah.
I guess no one was into it. It was just so disappointed by the
something
fingers.
Happened that weekend, and we just kept putting it off, and then it just never happened. Anyway.
Any other thoughts about
Iron Man 2? The clip at the end? setting up for Thor.
Yeah. I thought it was...
It's always cute.
Yeah, yeah, it's cute. And it's cute to see...
It's the first real setup.
Right,
for sure. The next movie. Because the like, last Avengers two initiative. Were, like, well, kind of, but they didn't know what they were going to do, and they
but
weren't
But this
sure.
is directly setting up the next movie,
this is
movie,
direct,
sure.
like, literally yeah. leads right into it. Mm-hmm. You can see some of the trucks that are in the in the movie when they're trying to pull...
Oh, yeah.
Pull it out. Uh-huh. You can see them there around it. So it is directly related.
Yeah. Okay. That definitely reminds me, like, when I actually saw the movie in theaters, and then, like, that happened at the end, and I was like, okay, what is this? And everyone's like, ah! And I was like, okay.
Like, yes, I don't understand.
Saw Thor's hammer. Congratulations. Like, and they're like, yeah, Thor's coming. I was like, but you knew that Thor was coming. Like, that's the next movie. It's like, yeah, so exciting. And I was like, okay.
And now anyway. We still get excited for things we see. And
yes,
we
now it's like the 30th time. Yes! Yes. It's still happening. Yes. But yeah.
So, but what I think is funny, mm-hmm. so going from this to our next topic, watching Iron Man 2 and thinking the whole time, wow, this is really not a good movie, and then watching Cloverfield.
Cloverfield Paradox.
The Cloverfield Paradox, which... It was a really bad movie.
It was. It was not. It was, okay, so there was definitely, like, parts that were, like, enjoyable. But, yeah. like, it doesn't, like, doesn't adhere to any logic.
No.
There's no, like, the people who wrote it didn't know about, don't know about space.
No, because the thing that kept driving me insane was every time they were like, well, we don't know where we are. Are we in a different universe? Like, are we different, like, do we... go to the other side of the galaxy? And I was like, you're all scientists. You're all astronauts. One of you should be able to look out a fucking window and say, I know these stars.
Right.
Okay, they end up doing it when they have the gyroscope, and it's like,
yeah,
but
the gyroscope's doing it for you.
You could have looked out the window.
Yeah.
He still recognizes them enough mm-hmm. to be like, well, they're upside down. What's something?
Exactly.
Oh, wait, look on the other side of this. Like, he can figure that out. Mm-hmm. He should have been able to look out a window and been like, yes, I know those stars, mm-hmm. but they're not where they should be. And then logic.
Right.
It was so frustrating.
And there were just, like, small things, like, or not really small things, but, you know, like, the sentient arm bit was actually, like, Chris O'Dowd was hilarious with it.
Yes.
But, like, why does the arm know?
How does the arm know? There exactly. was no explanation of how the arm knew. And that should have been, like, is that a time paradox, too? Is that, like... How?
And
how did the fucking arm know?
Gyro get in his body because of the flip? Like, because, like, when they pass through the dimensions?
Did
it,
they
like,
take the other one? So they took
right,
Elizabeth.
Or is it, exactly.
And, yeah, they took Molly. Molly, right?
Or no, just, Mina was her name.
Mina. Molly was the kid that
Molly's
I kept thinking
the kid.
Was going to be her.
Exactly. Mina was
anyway,
the other girl.
They took her and the gyroscope. And so their gyroscope ended up in the, I don't know, whatever the fuck. It didn't make sense.
Also the worms. Why was he possessed?
Also
by
the
worms.
Yeah.
Like, we did so many things that did not get explanation.
Do the worms turn into the monsters that are, like, is that something that, I don't know where did the monsters come from?
And
I don't understand.
So, some of those monsters, like, they already had the energy crisis, but they didn't have monsters before.
Yes.
So, the paradox transferred some of the monsters that the other Earth had, because the other Earth did have monsters already, right? And added the
Did
monsters.
The other Earth
I feel because she was saying like it's fucking horrible out here, and like
but
there's plenty of
why.
Monsters. Yeah, that's true.
See, they could be.
So
from
did
anyone.
The paradox just create the monsters? Like,
are they from another dimension?
Right.
Because
if it wasn't for Harvey Bullock telling you on a little TV screen that the paradox was going to cause monsters, there would be no correlation.
Yes.
Between the paradox and the monsters.
Did Donald Logue get eaten by a monster? Because that's, like, I feel like that's what's going to happen to him because that's just sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Cassandra.
I don't know.
Cassandra Truth.
Yeah. I don't know. And it's funny because it's, like, I recently watched Life, mm-hmm. which was, I couldn't, well, okay, I watched about 10 minutes of Life, and then I sat on the couch next to Matt as he finished the movie. I was playing a game. Mm-hmm. But I was watching enough to know, and that just the entire movie infuriated me.
Oh, no.
Because it's just smart people doing really, really mm-hmm. fucking stupid things. And I have to say, I think I actually enjoyed this movie more.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't as bad as Life. And the people weren't as stupid. They were stupid.
Yeah.
But they weren't as stupid.
They made a couple of smart choices later on. Although David did not need to sacrifice himself.
No.
David Oyelowo should not have done that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, where was, what flag, where was the doctor from supposed to be from?
Brazil?
Okay, Brazil. The actor's Puerto Rican, but the doctor's from Brazil. So Brazilian doctor did not need to, he was just hanging out, like.
It was unfortunate, because it was just like, wow, he is just, he's incompetent. He won't do his job. He's like, I'm too grossed out, I can't dissect this body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too freaked out. So he makes the engineer do it, I guess is what she is.
I feel like the movie was confused, or I was confused, because first the German guy, like, the Russian guy says that the shepherd hasn't gotten fixed because the German guy sucks at it, and that's his job. Yeah. And then later on in the movie, when Tam dies, when Zhang dies, they're like, we can't fix it without her. She was the engineer. And I was like, well, then why were you yelling at the German guy when the shepherd didn't work?
It sounds like it was really the two of them. So why didn't they blame her, too? Yeah. Yeah, it really should have been either he's the only one who can fix it, or they're both getting the blame for why it's not working.
Yeah. So fun times. Oh, also Zhang, like, why you gotta kill her like that?
Yeah.
And even though, like, I thought it was cool, like, we said it was cool that everyone learned Chinese to speak to her. I was like, why wouldn't she know English? Like,
she did. She just wouldn't speak it.
She
never speaks English. But she listens to them, and she responds.
She knows what they're saying. So I guess she was just like, oh, you can learn my language if you want to talk to me.
Yeah, I guess. Because at first I thought that was what it was. Yeah. They all just learned it so they could speak to her, and she doesn't know English. And then I was like, wait, no, she understands.
Yeah.
Daniel Pearl is talking to you, and you're understanding him. So what is happening here? Yeah.
I was like, that's a little odd, but all right.
Yeah.
I guess it was cool to have, I mean, and all the cast is all great. Like, they all did their best work with what they had to work with.
Which wasn't much.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the directing was fine. I don't really know, like it looked fine, but the script was so bad.
Who did this? Why? And why did we watch it?
Because we were suckered in by a stupid Super Bowl commercial.
We were suckered in because they were like,
by a stupid hand egg commercial.
Hand egg ball commercial.
And then because, yeah, they offered free candy, which they retracted.
Bastards.
Right?
Santa Monica is not Los Angeles when where I live, or where I am right now, is actually Los Angeles, and you won't deliver here. Sorry, Netflix. Please learn that in the future. Santa Monica is a different freaking city. LA is LA.
Yeah.
Greater Los Angeles is different.
So it is. Delivering to Santa Monica?
Well, no, it was Hollywood. It was within the freeways and then all the way to the beach.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, Santa Monica is freaking pain in the ass to get to. What the hell?
Right.
I'm right off a freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 9 miles from downtown.
Tisk tisk.
I'm annoyed.
I'm sorry.
Whatever.
But yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, it was smart. It was a smart promotional move. We
fell for it.
Yeah.
We watched it.
Yep. Because if we had waited, we would have heard that
it was
like,
terrible
Bright.
And not
so, actually, to be fair, it was less offensive than Bright. Bright was god-awful. but at least I enjoyed moments of my time here. And I didn't have Will Smith telling me that fairy lives don't matter. So, like, because he's a cop. Get it? You understand?
Yes.
Because he's a racist cop.
Oh, that's painful.
Thank you, Max Landis. Thank you for that.
Oh, that's a Max Landis.
Yeah,
even better,
right? Even better.
But see, Dirk Gently was really good. It really was.
Yeah, somehow.
So he does something.
Yeah, somehow.
I love Dirk Gently, and I'm really sad that it's gone.
Mm. Probably. Probably.
Unless Netflix decided to pick it up, because they distribute it internationally, but it's not going to happen. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. So is that all we have? Yeah, so don't watch Cloverfield.
Yeah, don't watch Cloverfield Paradox. Save yourself.
It's just not worth it. Unless you really... you can't even laugh at it. It's not... It's not so bad that you would laugh... Like, you can find it funny.
Right, not really. And it doesn't really have, like, aside from the monsters, it doesn't really have a strong connection to... At least it didn't to the first Cloverfield movie. I don't know about Cloverfield Lane, because I haven't seen it, but I heard that's the best one.
Yeah, I've heard that too, and I haven't watched it either.
So I need to see it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it's not like, it doesn't really tell a complete story.
No.
You know?
It's the prequel.
Yeah.
Because this is how the monsters got there, I guess.
Yeah,
It takes, I guess that means it takes place during Cloverfield.
Right.
Yeah? Because they create
Don't they create the monsters with the paradox?
No. The monsters end up on Earth
10 years later.
So then how does that make sense? So there were monsters 10 years ago, and then now there's monsters again? So then there's not even a point.
How are we supposed to know that?
It says. It didn't.
No, it didn't. It said 10 years later?
Wow, that's so weird.
When the fuck did it say that?
I mean, I feel like I heard that before we started watching the movie. Like, I was expecting it to be 10 years later. But then there was nothing about time in the actual movie, so...
I'm so confused.
All right. Well, so apparently it happens after. It's not even a prequel.
It's...
Which then just totally...
Now it really doesn't make sense, and now it makes me angry.
Like, so there's just more monsters now? There was monsters in one place, and now there's monsters in more places? Like...
But, like, the whole point of the end of the first movie is that you see that there were more monsters.
Yeah.
Not just the one.
So...
How does this make any...
Right, no. Because we know that between Cloverfield and 10 Cloverfield Lane, they built shelters to hide from the monsters. And then we know that in this one, they already had a shelter. So yeah. Those shelters were already built.
So maybe they killed them all and now there's more?
Yeah, I guess.
What they did brought more monsters?
Maybe. Or maybe what they did has literally no bearing whatsoever on
and on Earth. We're trying to make sense of something that's not going to make sense and just let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably our best bet. Yeah. Anyway, so just don't watch it.
Yeah, I would rather watch that probably than Altered Carbon. Yeah. I had a friend recommend Altered Carbon to me, and she was like, oh, you'll really like it. And I was like, will I? And so then I was like, okay, cool. And I tried it, and I was like, it's like it wants to be Black Mirror, but it's just not very good. And then also, why is, like, Ghost in the Shell setting a new trend? Like, this Asian dude dies, and then he's, like, cyberpunk re-sleeved into a white dude. And I was like, okay, yeah. This is weird. And he's, like, flashbacks of his Asian life, but then, like, now
oh, really?
You know? And I was like, this awkward. Is so strange. Why did this happen? But aside from that, I was, like, just excited to see, like, actors from Dollhouse pop up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, like, yeah. Paul Ballard, I can't remember his name. He was also Hero in Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, okay.
And that's, like, why I care about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in it, and I was, like, being Russian. And I was like, oh, hey! And then there was... I can't remember how you say her name. Dijon Lachman.
Yeah.
She is the sister of dude who used to be Asian.
Oh, that's awkward. Yeah, that's a weird one.
I was like, oh, okay. But anyway, it was very strange. Very strange first episode. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to continue after this. So.
Yeah, I heard weird things about Altered Carbon. Yeah. I'm not sure I'm going to. I've got too many other shows.
Right.
There's too much time to watch bad, like, there's not enough time to watch
if
bad
If something
TV.
Doesn't grab you, then it's like, why?
Yeah.
You know, this is because you have so many options, right?
Yes. And instead we watched terrible movies that, you know. Yeah.
But it was for a cause.
It was for a cause. We talked about it, and now we're going to spare you.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully you listen to this before you attempt to put on Cloverfield Paradox.
Yeah, because, you would have been better off watching the This Is Us episode, Super Bowl episode.
Yeah.
I said it again. The This Is Us big game episode.
Whatever. Whatever we're supposed to freaking call
apparently
it.
That was quite, everyone cried. My Love and Amelia, put out a video. You should watch it.
I need to watch it.
I'm behind. I'm behind on this season. There was...
There's too many freaking TV shows.
Yeah, plus it's like... I really like the show and I really like the characters, but like there was a sad thing that was going to happen and I knew it was going to happen. And I was like, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch that today. And then, more time passes. And
it almost feels like it's just so heavy. Like I can't right now.
And you're like so much bad things.
Yeah.
But also heartwarming things,
But all right. I think on that note, I think we're done.
All right.
That was a lot of topics. So I think we're done.
Yeah. We've a smorgasbord.
Yes.
Of different topics, many of which were Marvel.
All right. Aren't they always? But we did sneak DC in there.
We
did. So there you
we
go.
We did. High five.
Yes. And you mentioned something about K-dramas.
I did.
So
I did mention a K-drama.
We made people drink for all three topics.
There you go. Which, by the way, if any of you ever watched Goblin, Jesus, this drama was so slow. Is so slow right now. Like, twice now. Drama Fever hates me. So twice now, I've accidentally skipped an episode. And I didn't even realize that I had skipped it. Because the part where it starts is, like, the next thing that should proceed from what happened a whole entire episode ago.
Oh, that's so confusing.
So, one time, the episode ends, and they're debating whether or not she's gonna pull the sword out of him. Okay? Because the thing is, only his true love can pull the sword out. Okay. And then the next episode that I accidentally skipped one. So I started watching, and she tries to pull the sword out, and it goes badly. So I was like, oh, okay. And then I watched the whole episode before I realized I had skipped one. And then I was like, nothing happens in that episode. Well, stuff happens for other storylines, but not for the main storyline. And then again, like, the Reaper finds out that my favorite character was someone in a past life, all right? And then the next episode that I watched was him telling the goblin about this. So I was like, well, that makes sense. But no, nope. There was a whole episode in between.
That's frustrating.
So yeah, don't watch Goblin if you like your dramas to...
make sense?
Not to make sense, but to move quickly. To move quickly. Or watch every other episode of Goblin, and then it will feel like a regular-paced drama. So there you go. That's my K-drama advice.
There you go. Gotta get that in somehow.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. As always, you can find more news, reviews, interviews, etc. on withanaccent.com. You can follow us at withanaccent on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, etc.
Or all those things.
Or at popalacarte.pod.
Yeah, popalacarte pod.
Try saying that 5 times fast. Anyway. Otherwise, we'll be back next week. I believe we're doing Thor and Captain America.
That's the
first Avenger. So we may mostly talk about the MCU, but we'll promise we'll come up with another topic.
Yes.
But those, you know, Captain America, the first Avenger, I love. So I'm probably just going to be like,
Bucky.
It's pretty.
All right.
Anyway. All right. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye.